So today is January 12th, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 342. It's a very funny title called Finger in the Big Toe. Really actually doesn't make any sense with the lesson, but it has to do with actually your index finger hooking around your big toe. So anyways, let's go ahead and start by taking a moment to notice how you're lying on your back today. If you can, have your legs long, that would be good for a moment. And just observe, first of all, how you're resting there, and then we'll take your attention up to your shoulder blades and notice how your shoulder blades are resting. And then if you can begin to sense your spine in between your shoulder blades. Traveling down to your pelvis. And really today, pay attention to how much you can feel or sense about your spine. Going from the base of your neck all the way down to your pelvis. And then bringing your awareness to your pelvis and noticing your legs and how your legs connect into your pelvis and then lengthen out along the floor. And then for those of you that were here last week, this will be a reminder, and for those of you that weren't, just a new point, is that we worked with this idea of, in a way, oscillating or skewering the spine. So feeling from the pelvis or your tailbone how the spine moves up and down and that your head would grow tall, would lengthen from the movement of your pelvis. So to have that memory and to kind of have that experience kind of in the back burner there in the background for you. So we're going to kind of feed off of that lesson into this lesson. So to help with that, and then for those of you that weren't here to get that experience, go ahead and bend your knees and bring your feet to a standing position. And what we did is I had you think of pushing through your heels, through your feet, to push the spine all the way up so that your head grows tall. And in a certain way, it's almost like your pelvis kind of tucks under. Very different than we've done a lot of arching of the pelvis. So when you push your heels, the pelvis kind of flattens, the lower back flattens. And most importantly is to look for that your head grows tall on the floor. So what that means is that it moves away from your feet, right? So that's what I want you to feel. And to get this experience, this idea of length that occurs by pressing your feet, there you go, that the spine moves all the way up and your head grows a little tall. It gets pushed up, right? And if it can make sense, if your head was sitting on a stick, right? If your spine was a stick, right? And you put something at the base of the stick, let's say your hand or something, right? And you pushed it up, right? The head or the ball that's sitting on top, it's going to be pushed into the air. So maybe that a visual like that would help. If you make it super simple in your mind that this pushing up, that your spine is really like a stick. And if everything is relating to one another, each vertebra, I should say, the ball, your head on top, rises, right? Moves up. Good. Is everybody feeling that? Jim, are you You got that from last week? Okay. You feeling that? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, and then go ahead and lengthen your legs and rest on your back. So as we continue into these other movements, again, if you can just kind of have that idea that every movement that you're going to do, that this length, just length occurs through your spine up to the top of your head. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. And if you can do this with your socks on, that's fine. If not, you might have to take them off. So you're going to hook your right index finger around your right big toe and your left index finger around your left big toe. Okay? And again, now you're sitting on your pelvis, so you're going to think somehow length. Right in the spine. So from here, you're going to begin to lift. And this is like one of the hardest movements we're starting with. You're going to lift your feet and your legs just a little bit up and lower and back down. And keep in mind, this is the hardest movement. So, and when you think of lengthening your spine, that doesn't mean that your spine becomes stiff. So your spine can round and still lengthen. So you lift up the feet, and you can round back. Okay, and now let's try just lifting up the right foot and lower it back down. Yeah, there you go. And then the left foot. Good. Now feel what you do in your back and your pelvis when you lift the right foot. Do you round a little bit? Good. And now do the left foot. Good. Okay, so now do both feet. There you go. Like I said, this is the hardest movement. Okay, and rest on your back. So maybe a better visual, maybe I need to get rid of the stick idea. Maybe a better visual would be like a rope. So if your spine's like a rope and your head's on top, right? The rope can bend in different ways, but you still can get length. Does that make sense? A little bit? Think about it. Okay? So you can round your spine and still get length. You can arch your spine and get length. Okay, so staying on your back now, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now let's bring both knees up over your chest, and we'll try the same thing while lying on your back. So go ahead and hook your right index finger around your right big toe and your left index finger around your left toe. So the more you let your knees bend, the easier it is. And as much as possible, you want to let your head stay on the floor. Okay, so if you can. And so now from this position, start to lengthen your legs up towards the ceiling. Lengthen and bend the knees back down. Let's see if this will help. Jim, can you lower your head a little bit? There. There. Perfect. So see if you can lengthen. There you go. And fold back down.
Are we keeping our feet together?
Nope, your feet don't have to stay together. Good. Okay, now let's let go of the left leg and bring your left foot to standing, your left arm by your side. And let's just try the right leg. Okay? So feel what? That's it. This should be much easier. So again, we started with something pretty hard. So think of lengthening. So Jim, just think of raising your arm. There you go. And just think, okay, my arm's connected to my foot, and then bend it back down. Good. So in a way, can you see that you're lengthening your leg and you're lengthening your arm? And that somehow at the same time, beautiful, that one was great. You're also lengthening your spine. And if it's easier for you, grab your pant leg.
No, I can do this.
Okay. I don't want you to, if it's too hard, and then bend back down. There you go. Really, you can grab your pant leg. So if it's to the point that you stop breathing, right, that's always our signal that it's too hard. Good. Now for a moment, go ahead and continue to hold on to the right big toe, but can you roll onto your right side? So you still keep holding on, but roll completely on your right side. That's it. If you can keep your left leg standing, that's great, but if not, you can let it flop over to the right as well. Everybody, yeah, just go ahead and let your left leg flop over. So you're really lying on your right side. That's it. Okay. Now from this position, go ahead and start to lengthen once again, straight out on the carpet. So really, Jim, let yourself roll more over onto the right side. Yeah, bring that left arm over, completely lie comfortably. There you go. And now go ahead and lengthen and then bend again. That's it. But I want you to bring your whole, so bring this arm over. Yeah, make life easy. Bring this leg, there you go. There you go. Now start to lengthen the leg and arm and then fold it back down. And at the same time, and get a hold of your pants if it's easier with your pants. There you go. There you go.
It's too long.
So just think of doing it. Just think that you're going to lengthen. So go ahead and lengthen your leg out towards me. There you go. And bend it back down. And lengthen. Good. And then just imagine in your mind that every time you lengthen your leg and your right arm, your spine is getting long. Good. Good. Okay. And now let's go ahead and roll back onto your back. Have that left leg standing. Go ahead, get a hold of the right big toe again with your right index finger. And just see if this is easier now. So go ahead and lengthen up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. See if that's easier. That's it, Jim, and fold it back down. There. Good. Now, the next couple times you do it, start to notice your elbow and your knee come close to each other. So see if you can bring your knee to the inside. And even if you want to just grab the sock.
Okay.
Yeah. There. That's much easier. And then fold down a little bit. And then as you unfold, you bring your knee back out. So you alternate the knee and the elbow. So one time that you fold down, your knees to the outside, and then the next time it's to the inside. So, and this is important for you, Cindy, like around the skating. That's it. Okay, let it go and rest on your back. Have your legs long, your arms down by your side, and just already notice the length that you have on the right side of your body. So you should feel the entire right side long. The right side of your back, the arm, the leg. And what's always so interesting is that the motion that you've been doing is folding. And yet the folding allowed length to occur. Okay, go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. This time we'll keep your right leg standing, but have you bring your left knee into your chest. If you can get a hold of the left big toe with your left index finger, that's great. Otherwise, you can get a hold of your sock. You can get a hold of your sweatpant. There's so many choices and options, but what's most important is you still continue to breathe. So if your breathing stops, you're working too hard, and there's this illusion that we think, oh gosh, I'm cheating if I hold my pant leg. No. You will get the same change if you hold your pant leg. So make life easy for you. Okay? So go ahead and start to lengthen up towards the ceiling, and then you bend back down. And again, the idea isn't to stretch. The idea is to just think in your mind that you're lengthening and you're folding. There's two actions here. And for some of you, and it seems almost everybody in the room, but that for whatever reason, this left leg is easier. The left side's easier. And so that's just something interesting for you to note. You don't have to give it too much meaning, but it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And notice, is it something in the left side of your pelvis, the left leg, or is it the left arm, or is it the left side of the back? Where do you feel there's a sense of ease that makes this side easier? Nice. Okay, so go ahead and roll all the way over onto your left side. So again, bring your right arm over everything. And if you cannot hold on to the big toe, the left foot, it's fine to shift to your pant leg. But again, now you're going to lengthen. As you're lying on that left side, you lengthen your left leg out, and then you fold it back down. And even if you, again, you let go and your hand is just on your calf or around your knee, all that matters is the experience of lengthening and folding. And again, making sure that you're still breathing. And can you somewhere have in the background this idea that your spine is lengthening? And then here's a movement I didn't do on the other side, but go ahead and lengthen out the leg. You can let go with your hand. Just make the left leg long and be as comfortable as you can on the left side. So let this right leg bend in. Yeah, be comfortable, really comfortable. You don't have to hold on anymore. But I do want the left leg long, okay? Now, very much like what we did last week, if the leg is long, and I came along and I put my hand at the base of your foot and I pushed on it, would push your left buttocks backwards. So think, I'm going to take the left buttocks backwards, not the right one, not the buttocks that's up in the air. So think that I come and push along your foot, right? Your leg is like a stick now. And how could you... Or you could think of pulling. How could you pull the left buttocks, the side that you're lying on, back behind you? How can you do that? That's it, guys. You're thinking, she gave us something impossible. So take the right side forward. There you go, like that. And then take that right side forward. There, and let this go back. Oh, this is... And another way to think of it is, think of somebody pushing against your left cheek, butt cheek, and you push into it. Now let's try this side. Yeah. So do that motion here. Do it again here. Uh-huh. This is interesting, huh? And push back here. Maybe we'll go to the other side. Okay. There you go. Okay, I'm coming around, so push into my hand. This side. So let this side go forward, and then this side comes back. Think it. There, better. Push into my hand. Okay, well, you know what we're going to do is we'll try the other side. Because for some of you, let me come over here. This left side's really tough. Push back, but not with this leg. Okay, and roll onto your back. Isn't it always interesting? The simplest, what seems like such a relatively simple movement. So I'm going to give you another way to do it. So keep your knees bent for a minute. Go ahead and get a hold of your left foot again. Bring it up towards the ceiling. There you go. Okay, so here's the way to do it. So I would like you to lengthen your left leg so much that your left butt comes away from the floor too. And you can lean slightly to the right. That's it. And now think of pulling the left buttocks back down to the floor. And then push the leg back up. So it's like if you were going to push the leg onto the ceiling. There you go. And if you want to hold your pant leg, you can do that. And then if you were to push this leg up from your pelvis, push up, up. So let go with your hand. So everybody let go with your hand. There you go. Now push up. There. Now let it go back down. Good. That's the movement. Now push up with your butt. There. You feel that now, Jim? And now let that go back down. Good. It's not about the knee at all. So it may be better if you just let go with your hand and think through your butt. You're going to push the leg up so your butt comes up. Good. And let it go back down. More your butt, though. Let the knee be straight, the leg straight. Now push up. Excellent. And now go back. I know it's not such an easy move, huh? Up. There. Now you're getting it. Nice. That's the idea. Okay, if you two guys want to rest for a minute, you can rest on your back. Push, yeah, really hard. So you go, you can roll all the way over to the right side. Push harder. That a girl. That's it. That's the idea. Lift that cheek up. There you go. Push, push, push. Push, 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 and then come back. There. And push, 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 push more. You can do it. I know you can. There. And then come back. And do it again. Push, 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 push more. More. There. And then come back. Okay, everybody rest. Whew. Oh. Even for me, that felt hard. I'm holding my breath. Okay, so out of curiosity, right, we've got to know what the right side is like. So let's roll onto your right side. Let's go back to the side position first. And then get a hold of the right leg. It's straight out from you as much as you can. You either can hold the foot or the pant leg. But this idea that you want to send your right pelvis backwards. And yeah, it's funny because it's the side you're lying on. So can you slide that side back? And then push the heel forward. And then the whole leg comes back. And if it's not happening, that's okay. Have it in your mind. And then we'll go on to our backs in a minute. But I think everybody, it's a little easier on this side now. Everybody seems to be able to access the right side a little bit better. Okay, so now let's go back onto your back, and your left knee will be standing, right, just to support you, but you're going to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, and then you really push the foot up to the ceiling, right? So the whole butt comes up, and then you lower it back down. Not by the knee, so in a way, lock the knee so that the knee doesn't bend anymore. You lift the pelvis and lower the pelvis, and you should roll to the left some. That's better. There you go. But let it go backwards too. That's your harder way. And you don't need to lift this side. So just lift the one side. There, and now let it go back down. Do it again. There, and go back down. That's it, Jim. So you lift this side, good, and let it go back down. Beautiful. Good. Okay. This is your harder side. Yeah? This is your easier side. There you go. Okay, rest on your back. So that motion actually has everything to do with, in many ways, some skiing, biking, walking. Okay, so let's come back to bending your knees and first bringing your feet to standing and then bringing both knees up over your chest. There you go. And then see if you can get a hold of the right big toe with your right index finger now and the left big toe with your left index finger. Okay? Okay, so much better, Jim, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Let's try to lengthen the legs up towards the ceiling and fold them back down. And all I want you to look for now is that it's easier, right? It's like the edge has been taken off somehow. That's it. And Jim, see if you can really let your butt come up so your head can rest. Do less with your shoulders so that your head can really stay on that extra mat I gave you. See, right there, I don't want you to lift your head up. That's it. Do whatever you can if you have to move to your pant legs or your ankles so that your head is free. No tension in the shoulders. That's it. So can you think that as you're lengthening again the legs, you're lengthening your spine? Much better, Jim. Thank you. Yeah, make it easy for yourself. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. You know, somehow we often can get trapped into like something has to be done exactly a certain way or we're not going to benefit, you know? And like on Wednesday mornings, I go to this fit class, and this gal that teaches it, she's really sweet, Karen. And she's always doing something that is challenging for me because of my knee. And she's always just watching how I find a way to still do something very similar, but I take the edge off. Does that make sense? So I still can do what the concept is, but without, I can't do it the way that everybody else is doing it. And I still get the benefit. Does that make sense? So it's a really useful thing to learn in life, is that you don't have to do it, you know, that full. So it's okay. So my point being, it's okay if you can't keep the index finger around the big toe, hold your pant leg, your sock, your calf. Any of those locations are going to give you the exact same result, because what's important is that it feels fairly easy and that there's a fluidity. Again, if we make something so hard that we're holding our breath, you're missing the whole point. Okay, so in saying that, let's roll to your side to come up to sitting. And this is what we started with. And this time I'm going to have you lean on your left hand so that your right index finger can hook around your right big toe. So your feet are facing each other. The soles of your feet are together. But go ahead and just place your left hand on the floor. And your right index finger is with your right big toe. And let's start to lift and lengthen your right leg, thinking of lengthening your right side. And again, you can round back some with your pelvis. Does that make it easier to lift your leg? There you go. Good. Much better, Jim. Thanks. Go easy with yourself. Good. Now, the next time that your foot is down on the floor, let's keep it there. And I'd like you to reposition your left hand to be in front of your left knee. And so from there, you're going to lengthen your leg, your right leg, along the floor. So if you're holding on the index finger or your sock or your pant leg, it doesn't matter. You're going to lengthen forward on the floor and then you come back to the starting position. So it's a different kind of lengthening. So let your back lengthen. Let your whole upper body lean forward. And again, can you think that your spine is still lengthening? You're leaning forward, but you're still getting length in your spine. That's it, Jim. And then you slide it back to the bent position where the knees are bent out to the side, the soles of the feet are together. That's it, Cindy. See if you can lengthen a little bit more. Let your head drop too. There you go. So no holding the head. Good. Now, the next time that you bring the soles of the feet together, walk your left hand behind the left leg again. And let's go back to lifting and lengthening the right leg up. And let's see if that's easier and lighter. Is that lighter now? Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, and rest on your backs. You guys are doing great. And just notice now the length of your legs and how your spine is feeling. Notice your breathing. So another way of thinking of this is, to understand this method a little bit more, if there's a part of you that is bent and folded, does it make sense to you that from the bent position, that as you unbend or unfold, you're producing length? Does that make sense? Versus like a lot of times stretching, if you go into like a locked length position already, there's no more really room to lengthen. So the bending, the more you bend and fold, the more you teach your body how to lengthen. It's kind of a funny thing. So bending and folding are really important. It's a really important aspect for length. And if you think about it, right, we're bending and folding all the time, all day long. You know, we're bending at our knees to walk, sit in a car, we're bending in the hip joints and the knees to drive, right? If we need to put shoes on, we're bending over, folding. So we spend a lot of our time going from folding to unfolding. So in saying that, let's have you come up and sit again with the soles of your feet together. And this time you can lean on your right hand and your left hand will get a hold of the left big toe. And I did forget to mention with the hand that you're leaning on, it's best to have the fingers forward. The reason for that is that your elbow can bend behind you, okay? If you turn the hand the other way, everybody do it the other way. So if your fingers are backwards, you lock your elbow. There's no room for bending. So if your elbow's locked, how can your spine go backwards? Does that make sense? So you got to turn the hand, let that elbow bend because the elbow lets the spine bend, come backwards. And now you'll start to lengthen first up into the air, lifting, there you go. Your left leg and then folding it. And again, if you don't feel like holding the foot, it's easier to hold the pant. Really nice. That's it. So you just let this come back. There. And then, yeah, you use this to support you. And it's even okay. I think we'll try it the next movement. We'll go down to the forearm, so I won't say anything. There you go. So everyone, just I would encourage you even a little bit more to really allow that right elbow to bend. Yeah, lean back a little bit. There you go. Good. Now the next time that you lower the left foot and the soles of the feet are together, you're then going to walk the hand, keeping the fingers forward, to come, your right hand's now in front of your right knee. And you're going to start to lengthen and slide your left leg out in front of you. And again, it's absolutely fine to let go of the big toe at this point. If you want to hold your sock, your pant leg, but you want your whole body going forward now. So your head hangs forward, that's much better. Good. There you go. There you go. And even if you want to make it easier, is it easier if you put this hand like right there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. That's easier. Then you can come over to this side a little bit. There you go. How's that?
Good.
That's better, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, we always look for easy. That's it. So even if another place for this right hand might be coming to the inside of your legs. There you go. See if that's better. And now see, yeah. See, sometimes I don't even know until this is kind of the beauty of sometimes what somebody is showing me is difficult for them gives me new ways for me to help you become making it easier. That's good. Yeah, and see if you can actually, which most of you are doing, is really making it a sliding movement. You know, less abruptness and lifting and jaggedy, but that it's really a quality of, wow, this leg can just slide out away from me. And my arm just goes for the ride, and my head, my jaw's relaxed. Okay, good. And then the next time that you come back to the sitting position, you'll bring your right hand back out to the side behind you. Those fingers are forward so the elbow can bend. And just a few times, let's try lifting the left leg again and just see if it's lighter and easier. So why would, again, going forward make lifting the leg up to the ceiling easier? You feel that you're doing something now in your lower back and pelvis that makes it easier. That's it. Okay. and rest on your backs. Just really, really rest. So in many ways, what we're doing in this lesson, right, or at least it's going to feel like it, what we're doing, right, is a lot of lengthening in a way with the legs and the arms. And what does that have to do with your back? But it has everything to do with your back. So if you can lengthen your leg, then you can lengthen your spine. If you can lengthen your arm, you can lengthen your spine. And again, we're using the folding to get the experience of lengthening. So let's try this time. Let's have you come up to sitting with the soles of your feet together. And we'll stick with the left side. So you're going to lean this time. Instead of leaning on the right hand, come all the way down onto your right forearm. So that means you got to keep the fingers pointed forward and your hand is down. Palm down. There you go. Okay, so with your left hand, you're going to get a hold of your left pant leg, your left toes, whatever you can do, and you're going to lengthen your left leg up towards the ceiling and back down. And can you think about, this is the movement we did on the side, that the more that you take your pelvis backwards on this left side, so you really let this fold, that's it, this pushes back. Back to that pushing the butt back and your back back, the more you can lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling. Excellent. Really nice. Okay, and let's rest on your back again. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. And this time you would lean on the left forearm. So that's the left elbow to hand. With your right hand, you'll get a hold of your right foot and start to lengthen up towards the ceiling and bend back down. And so again, if you can think, the more that you're taking the foot to the ceiling, your right buttocks and spine moves back towards the floor. Right? So if your butt comes backwards, it's easier for the leg to go up towards the ceiling. Great. And that you're still breathing. Good. Okay, and let that go and rest on your back. So hopefully that it makes sense to you if a part of you is bent, right? The minute that you come out of bending, the nervous system, your brain is experiencing lengthening. Does that make sense for everybody? Yes? Right? So in some ways, that's why we like to bend things a lot. And when I work with kids that like have cerebral palsy, and they have a lot of tone. So tone is like they're really flexed, they're pulled in, right? Instead of pulling them away, we actually flex them more, because then just coming back to their starting position gives them a sense of letting go. same with people that have had strokes, and if the, like their fingers are very curled up, I would never go and pull on their fingers to uncurl. I actually make the fist tighter. Because then coming back to the starting position for them gives the brain, to the muscles, the nervous system, an experience of letting go. Does that make sense? A little bit? Kind of get the idea? Okay, so let's come to having you, we're going to do two more things. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and then bring your knees up over your chest. And I think everybody can get their toes, now their big toes with their index fingers. And let's just go back to, this was like the second or third movement of lengthening the legs up towards the ceiling. But notice, right, you start in a folding position. So you're lengthening and then you're folding again. And how much easier this has become. And can you start to feel how your spine is lengthening at the same time? Right? As you get longer in the legs and your arms, your spine is getting longer. But I really want you to get this idea of the folding. So it's just as important to be able to fold as it is the lengthening. In fact, the more that you can let those feet kind of come down and dangle towards your butt, there you go. That folding is just as important. And then some of you are doing this, which is great. You can alternate the knees with the elbows. So then you experience, well, what happens if, excellent, the knees come to the inside? It's a little harder folding. But then that makes it easier when the knees are on the outside. So try that a couple times. And that has to do with repositioning the hip joint. Wonderful. Okay, and let's let that go and rest. What's kind of really fun about this lesson, and we did, it was very similar in last week's lesson, right? We've taken kind of just one theme, right? One idea, and just put it into all these different situations. Last week it was pushing, right, through the feet and pushing up through the pelvis, but we did it with one leg standing and the other leg standing, the opposite arm lengthening on the floor, then both legs standing, then we did the legs crossed, but it was the same idea, right? So today we're doing all this folding and unfolding, but we're doing first two legs, then one leg, then being on the side, back on the back, then we tried it sitting. So each time you add in a different variation, it creates room for change and improvement. Okay, so let's roll to your sides and let's come up to the first position we did, which was the soles of the feet together. And you grabbed both big toes with both index fingers, and you didn't think this was possible at all, right? And now it's going to be so much easier, right, to lift the legs. And you might want to lift one first and then the other, work yourself into that possibility. And it's not about how high the legs lift. All that's important right now is that you feel it's accessible. It's so much easier. Yeah? I know, it's funny, huh? It always amazes you, doesn't it? How something can feel so hard. That's it. And then go ahead and alternate. Like lift one and then lift the other and let your pelvis rock side to side. There you go, Jim. That's it. That's it. What does this have to do with anything anyways in life, right? Everything. Because it is whatever you make easier, and this is why you just learn to enjoy all these lessons, because whatever you make easier makes everything in the whole system easier. Does that make sense too? Right? Yeah, you can do both legs. They're just having fun. It's like Weeble's Wobble. See, and that's a really important aspect, is you start having fun with me. This is not all serious business. It's fun. And who cares if you roll onto your back? So go ahead and let yourself roll on your back. See if you can hold your feet and flip them over and touch the floor behind you and then roll back up. Yeah. Right? Because if you were a child, this is what we used to do to have a lot of fun. Kids love to have fun in their bodies. We get way too serious, don't we? That's it, Jim. Just roll back and kick those legs back and then roll forward again. Who cares? This is one place where anything goes. That's it. You can even try rolling to one of the sides. What is that like? There you go. Make a big circle, Cindy. Roll all the way over on your back and then flip up to the other side. There you go. Okay. Nice, Jim. Good. You guys are doing great. Okay. Rest on your backs. But yeah, I think another very important thing to remember is that whatever improves, so we don't care, and it doesn't matter the amount, any significant improvement and change, the whole system changes. So the whole system gets to benefit. Okay, so just really take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back now. Your breath and your breathing, and just perhaps how much more alive you feel from this lesson. Parts of you are woken up. And then noticing back to this kind of theme that I started with at the beginning of the year here, of the length that you now feel in your spine, the length that you feel in your arms, the length that you feel in your legs. And just feel how much more at ease your legs are lying there on the floor. And again, not because I put you in a hard position of trying to straighten and stretch things out, but things let go from just doing a lot of the folding and unfolding. Your body learned a new way of having length. And so maybe throughout the week, until I see you hopefully next week, you know, just to maybe have this percolate in yourself a little bit, this idea of folding and unfolding. Just kind of noticing that how much you do that. You know, like if you go to pick up laundry, or, you know, you go to carry something to your car, get groceries out of your car, you're folding your arms, you're folding your chest, and then we're unfolding. And I like those words a lot better than straightening. I like the word folding and unfolding. Or like I said, even just when you're going to leave here today, putting on your shoes, you need to fold over in your spine and your arms need to hang down and help orchestrate getting your boot onto your foot, right? So you could just notice that, how much easier that may feel just from this lesson we did. Okay, so taking your time, roll to a side and come up to sitting, and then we'll have you come up to standing and see how long and tall you feel in standing.